With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Any president is immune from prosecution for official actions taken while in office. The 6-3 ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court upholds what has been an understanding or a tradition in place since the birth of the Republic. But it's bringing an outcry from President Biden and the Democrats, raising the specter of assassinations ordered by presidents. While President Trump and the Republicans say that is absurd, they hail the ruling as a win for the Constitution. In light of that high court decision, Trump attorneys have appealed to the judge who presided over Mr. Trump's New York criminal case.
In a letter to Judge Juan Merchan, Trump's lawyer cited the new U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity and asked the judge to delay Trump's sentencing while he weighs the high court's decision and how it could influence the New York case. The Supreme Court has ruled that former presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. I'm Lisa Swire.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli forces are ordering Palestinians in the Gaza city of Khan Yunis to get moving again.
The order suggests the city will be the latest target of Israel's raids into parts of Gaza it had previously invaded in the war, as it pursues regrouping Hamas militants. Much of Khan Yunis was destroyed in a long assault earlier this year, but large numbers of Palestinians have moved back to escape another Israeli offensive in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
Hungarian Prime Minister Orban is in Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky. It is his first visit to the country since Russia's invasion was launched back in February of 2022. Orban considered Russian President Putin's closest ally in the European Union. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower. The Dow futures are down 117 points. NASDAQ futures off 99 points. This is SRN News. Christians talk about perception.
Lifeway Research released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? Two-thirds of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church, growing divisions between pro-Russia and anti-Russian factions within the senior clergy. This is SRN News. The heat is on, and for the Biden administration, that's a problem. And it could become a bigger problem for employers.
If finalized, the proposal would establish the first major federal safety standard of its kind and protect an estimated 36 million U.S. workers from injuries related to exposure to heat on the job. Employers would be required to identify heat hazards, develop emergency response plans related to heat illness, and provide training to employers and supervisors on the signs and symptoms of illness related to heat exposure. Employers would also have to give employees rest breaks, shade and water, and give workers time to become acclimated to higher temperatures. Donna Water, Washington.
Weather forecasters in New Mexico warn that much of the state faces two more days of elevated threats of dangerous flooding. Floodwaters over the weekend caused severe property damage. More details, SRNnews.com.